Universe, I'm back. I'm here. I'm doing another podcast. This is Just Talking with Sam Show. Just Talking with Sam Show. As always, I got my faithful co-host by my side, Mr. Captain Morgan. And on top of that, brother back on the board. He doing his thing. Obviously, you heard the song. We starting it up, man. And I gotta be honest with you, man. This may be, I always say this shit, but like, I really fucking mean it. This may be a quick one. I may just phone it in. There was a piece of me that just said, you know what? Fuck it. It's your show. You really don't have to do this shit this week. I'm tired, man. And the reason I'm tired is because I did something that I don't normally do. All right. First of all, I did two things, and I want to talk about that. One of the things I did is after Valentine's Day, and I think I beat this dead horse a lot. We talked about the Valentine's Day show, and what made me come, and what made me do a second one is some of the shit I was saying two shows ago, and we brought about the expert. We got an expert. It's the Roy York. came in and helped us out last show. Big shout out go to him. But this week, when you back doing your shit, and I'm tired, man, because I've been chasing after kids all fucking day. Like, my nieces, I love them. They good people, yada, yada, yada. Now, with that said, man, when you're running after kids, their energy level is such higher than yours. And today, you know, you got to do some cool shit because, like, it ain't like Super Bowl, how I was saying. You could just shut them out and say, fuck you, kids. It's Super Bowl. Today is a special day. And that day is every year we get it. And you may hear it in the background. And what that is the International No Defense Basketball Game, a.k.a. the All-Star Game. It's a game where the East and West meet. Everyone dunks, no one plays defense, and that's about it. So, I want to sit back and watch this, but I'd be remiss if I didn't tell the podcast universe the fuck I was doing, man. Like, one of the things we did is we went, like, the kids are out of school all next week. So, you got to do something now to kind of set the precedent. And one of the things we did, we took them to go see at the Fox, the Sesame Street Live. And they get a chance to see all of their favorite characters. And they saw Elmo. And they saw Big Bird. And they saw blah, blah, blah. And that was magical for the kids. But what me and my brother did, basically, is I'm not ashamed to admit this. We snuck a fifth. we snuck a fifth of our each favorite things. I had not a fifth, I'm not that big of a drunk, and I'm not good of a sneak to sneak a whole fifth in there, but I got a pint of Cap Morgan, and he got a pint of his Remy VSOP, and we sit in the back of fucking Sesame Street talking about the fucking characters, and how it didn't work out, man, and like, they got Elmo now, and they got the kids, and they had the little meet and greet. You shake his hand, and all this good shit. Yeah, you know what? Fuck all that. Cause my character, the motherfucker I grew up with, wasn't represented right. Granted, he's been in the back of Sesame Street for the longest time. That's my dude, and my dude is Grover. You heard me, dog. Grover. Grover was such a B fucking character. He always had to introduce himself every time. He only had like one claim to fame, and that was the, hi, my name is Grover. He'll start off the segment. Let you know, nigga, who he is. He'll let you know. Hi, my name is Grover, and I'm gonna teach you about near and far. Near, and he'll run up to the screen. And far. And that's about it. We sat back and watched Bert and Ernie. And they were so gay. And you knew they were gay in the show. They're grown men who stay with each other, sleep in the same bed. They're constantly bickering at each other for leaving cookies in the bed. And little dumb shit like that. So, that's how we spent our day. So, slightly tipsy brothers looking after the kids. His kids. My nieces. So what we do right after that? What did we do right after that? We went to Winterfest. Kids, that's the kids, not us. Because let's face it, there's nothing more that screams out to the African American soul. There's nothing more that harnesses African Americans like winter sports. So, and going to Winterfest was confusing, if anything. It was a lot of, like I said, winter sports, but on the same token, it was more, everything had us fucking, alright, let me explain for those who don't know about Detroit. What Winterfest is like a outside arena type thing where there's a bunch of sports and everything has a winter theme. So, since there's skating, there's hockey, there's And this is where I spent the majority of my time, is the ice sculpture contest. This is when men and some women, I saw a couple women out there, they get a block of ice and a fucking chainsaw. And it's up to them to create art out of it. And it was weird. It maybe I'm looking at this out of the eyes of a very, very tipsy person while looking at this, but they kept making sculptures of hot shit. Like one person made the sculpture of the ice sculpture, it was a flame. The other person made a sculpture of a palm tree. I mean, like, what the fuck, man? I mean, if it's winter themed shit, shouldn't it be like one big like snowman or some shit? And it was like, It was for the kids, man. It was, yeah. Took a sip of cap. It was for the kids. I'm tired, man. Only good thing that came out of Winterfest, the only good thing that came out of today is it made me and my brother talk about the most immature shit, because I saw something today that I haven't seen in such a long fucking... Well, I saw two things I haven't seen in a long time. And two of those things was, since everything has an ice theme, I thought they stopped making this shit. So all the food had... It was all about ice cream or slushes or my favorite, the ice cream sandwiches. But one of the ice cream sandwiches I found, it was the WWF Superstars ice cream characters, and I didn't know they still made that, man. So like, what that is, it's an ice cream bar, but it's like bread almost. It's bread. It's the ice cream bread that's on top of it, and in the imprint it has your favorite, I guess WWE superstars. And I used to, and on the back it was a cardboard thing. And I used to collect the fucking cards, man. And one of the cards I had them all. I had Brooklyn Brawler. I had Hulk Hogan. I had like 7 Hulk Hogans. And it was getting hard. I wanted an Ultimate Warrior so bad. And it made me think about a lot of shit that, and it make you go back to your childhood. And it make you think about, we used to trade them. And one of the things it's not uncommon for somebody to have, I'll trade you 4 Hacksaw Jim Duggins for a fucking, Ultimate Warrior or some shit like that. And then they kept it going, and I guess I stopped giving a fuck because somebody ruined it for me. They made it, they're like, you know that's gay, right? And as a 7th grader, anything that is remotely gay, you want to just wipe that away. Like, it's not gay! Because you go with the crowd, you don't want to defend yourself. So, all it takes is somebody, and I think it was, I think the last card I had, and I was still trading cards in 7th grade, I had Badass Billy Gunn. Oh, yes, I remember that song! Said, I'm an ass man! Oh, Badass Billy Gunn. He was either the ladies' man or fucking homosexual at his peak. Just by this song. He showed up. It was, alright, Badass Billy Gunn. He was like the man. And then he changed his name to Mr. Ass. Very gay. It was kind of, it was kind of gay. And then it just showed up to... I'm sorry, I don't cut this short. So, y'all ain't even trying to play defense. Apparently, the All-Star Game is just one big game of fucking hopscotch. And alley-oops. This is more shit. It's 6-6 in the first quarter. And not one... You know what? Kobe wouldn't be this fucking sweet if y'all put defense on him. Anyway, back to Mr. Ass. Mr. Ass... It was Billy Gunn in wrestling shorts with right on his ass and had cursive writing.
Alright, you can shut this off, man. It just reminded me of it, man. It just,
I'm an ass man.
And, it just says, Mr. Ass. And he would dare the other WWF superstars to kiss his ass because he's Mr. Ass. And yeah, it was bordering gay. I'll be, and I didn't know they kept that going. And one of the ones I saw, on the back of the box, cause you could pick which card you want because it's cardboard. So I saw like Randy Orton. I saw John Cena. I didn't see my boy though. I wanted Sheamus so bad because just to relive, and like I'm trying to tell my niece about this, and she's just, this person was so uninterested in anything I had to say regarding the subject. It was fucking laughable how little she gave a fuck. It really was. She just wanted to be on the fucking ice slide and have a good time. So that's my weekend, and that's why I'm a tad bit tired, man. Tad bit tired. I'm watching this horse shit game. Not because I want to, it's because I have to. I have to watch the All-Star game just because it's the All-Star game. I have no reason to watch this. I have no money on this game. I know it's going to be horseshit. I know the West is going to win. I know this. It's the professional version of the fucking Harlem Globetrotters. Except the East barely stands a fucking chance. That's all it is. So, that's my weekend. Chasing after kids. What I wanted to do is sit home, watch my DVR, watch them overhype this fucking game. And that's all I wanted to do. So that's it. And those who have kids who hear me, excuse me, though, this podcast is divided right now. A lot of people are like, well, Sam hasn't been funny in the last couple of years. Because it's real shit, man. And this podcast is divided between people with kids and those who don't have kids. The people without kids are like, Sam, you need to come with the fucking jokes. You're not that funny this week. People with kids are like, man, I feel you. I feel you, dog. They're tired of fucking hearing the Elmo songs. They're tired of doing all that good shit. It's just, we all can't be fucking winners here. We all, every podcast won't ooze with hilarity. It won't. I'm sorry. I'm just a guy who just, okay, you know what? Let's help you guys out. I'll take another sip of cap and we'll see where this fucking podcast go from there. Ah, champion sip of coke. That's right. I fucked up. Champion sip of cap. Oh, the second thing I didn't get a chance to really talk about is I at Winterfest, one of the cool things I did do, I ran into Snowball Girl. Now, a couple of shows ago, I talked about the girl from Valentine's Day and Snowball Girl, and she blah, blah, blah. You know what? If you need the story, just fucking listen to it. Just rewind it. Go back. We're on the Podbean site. It's probably still up. Listen to two episodes ago when I talk about Snowball Girl. And what is fucked up is Snowball Girl ruined the allure of Snowball Girl for me, because Snowball Girl grew up. And Snowball Girl looks like hell. And Snowball Girl also have children. And Snowball Girl thinks, you know, really? Really? You couldn't pick another fucking song? You couldn't pick another fucking song? You know what? I will plow through this shit. I will plow through the fucking Whispers Lady and talk about fucking Snowball Girl. Snowball Girl grew up and there was a piece of me, I'm not gonna bullshit you guys, I'm not gonna lie, there was a piece of me that went back to like, you know, 6th grade, and I was just like, hey, Snowball, I'm not gonna say it real bad, and it, And Snowball Girl listens to my fucking show. That's the power of Facebook. And Snowball Girl, without missing a beat,
I heard your show. That's so sweet.
And what's, and the only thing I can say is, alright, cool. You know, I'm still kind of playing it cool, and Snowball Girl kind of digging me. I'm not gonna lie to you, that was a little bit of an ego boost when Snowball Girl said she was digging me and what I did was cute. But what made it very awkward, whoever Snowball Girl's man is, or kid's father, or whoever the fuck he was, he's like standing right there. And since he's standing right there, he's hearing his woman, wife, or lady, since you want to play the fucking song. He's hearing his lady just audibly suck the cock of what I did. It's sixth grade, nigga.
Like, it's so sweet, and when I heard the podcast, it reminded me of what you did, and that was a sweet,
and you know what's even more fucked up? You know the dude heard this story before, and he's just sitting back, he's doing the equivalent of not kicking my ass. He's just doing the little look, and then he just... She probably stopped me from having another fan. The way he looked at me, she went to the store. I was like, you doing all right? She was like, yeah, I'm doing all right. She's like, what's up with you? I'm like, well, I got the kid and blah, blah, blah. And what's up with you, Sam? I'm like, well, I'm married and I'm here and it's Winterfest and I'm drinking hot chocolate, eating a fucking WWF ice cream bar. That's what I'm doing. And Snowball Girl was like, she had that look. She had that look back, and the dude she was with was just like, really, dog? I gotta hear this fucking story again. I hear you in my house more than I hear about the good things I did. You did some cool shit in fucking sixth grade that I had to live with this shit every goddamn day. It's just, you see the stress I have caused, my man. And I wanna tell you, I don't know your name. I didn't. You know what's even more fucked up? Normally I say I don't name names. I, honest to God, don't remember it. She said what his name was, but that was that allure. Alright, you can shut the shit off. It stopped being sweet a long time ago. It's the allure of the... Because you go back to being a kid again when you see something like that. And when you see that person from your past, so she said his name, but no one gave a fuck. It was just like... I don't think anyone in that conversation gave a fuck about him, and I'm sorry for that, man. So if I caused you, if I caused him to, like, unrealistic expectations, and on the top of the fact, she listened to the show, so she heard me ramble on about her ass. So that's even more of an ego boost that, dude, I can't remember the name or it has to live down. So I want to apologize to my man, if anything, because he has, not ugly Snowball Girl. She's not ugly. She's just grown up. And grown up Snowball Girl has the fucked up. That's the best way I can say it. It's fucked up because it's she got the stress marks of having a kid. She has the shit I have now, like, but she has to live with this every goddamn day. So, when we talk, her hotness has went away. She is not that girl from fucking sixth grade anymore. She's grown up. She's average girl now. So that magical shit that she was in sixth grade, she fucked around and had kids, and you know it wasn't in a romantic way. Like, you could tell that you could tell there was liquor involved. There was a, come on, touch it. You know somebody said this. You probably him. Like, because when you're that old, I don't know what it is about getting old, but you stop being sweet. And you just go straight to the fucking point. So, in sixth grade, I was hemming it hard. I would have loved to, like, get some boob action, but I knew I wasn't getting it. So, I did the sweet thing, like, hey, I like you. I like you. Don't you like me? And that was the sweetest thing in the world to her. For him, you know, her kid looked to be about 3 years old, 3, 4. So, if he's 3, 4 years old, so 3, 4 years ago, I just imagine after, I don't know, I drink Cap Morgan, so we just gonna say Cap Morgan. After like 5 or 6 glasses of the Cap, he just in a parking lot of your favorite multiplex or wherever they went to go see movie, he just, come on, touch it. And he doesn't sound like that. I know I'm doing him a horrible service right now. So now I run the risk of getting my ass kicked for a totally different reason. He just, come on, touch it.
I don't know if I should touch it. It's just as bad. Yeah, come on, touch it. Just touch it.
And then, I don't know what it is with guys. It's not the fact that we're not charming. It's just, we feel as though if we say the same shit but put different inflection on our voice, it makes a convincing argument. Think I'm bullshitting. Think I'm bullshitting. How many times have you lost an argument with one of your boys, with one of your friends, and they have not, like, hey, dog, I think Blake Griffin, the best dude in the league right now. No, man. Right now in the league, you know, it's all about Kobe. It's all about Kobe. All your dude, all your boy have to do is this. Come on, man. Come on. Come on, man. Come on. Come on, man. Come on. Yeah, Blake Griffin is cool. And you fall for that. So we try that shit on the ladies. So he was probably in the back of his car. Come on, touch it.
I don't want to touch it. That is slimy. That's nasty. Why y'all even have those? Come on, touch it. Just touch it. Just touch it one time. But I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone. Just touch it.
Okay. Well, shit, it probably... Well, it had to work at least once they had a kid. I mean... I should try that right now. Alright. What my wife is doing right now, she's in the other room. And I'm waiting for her to like pass right now. And I'm just gonna just break. I'm just gonna. God damn it, I hate why I'm so. I hate being so honest on this fucking show. But fuck it. She's cooking. She's in the other room right now. And she's been walking back and forth throughout. Well, this is how the podcast usually works. I usually ramble on the mic and she go about her day. But the door is open or whatever. So when I see her pass, I'm just going to, whatever the fuck I'm talking about, I'm just going to say, baby, come on, touch it. Just touch it. Just see if it works. I just want to see if it works. Because, well, they got a kid out of the deal. So he had to fuck, obviously, right? Is that, like... She is not a virgin anymore. Like, in mentally, in my mind, the closest to making her, to make Snowball Girl a virgin, the sixth grade version of Snowball Girl is, I have to put in her mind, she only fucked that one time she had a kid. Right? Right. Like, I, without being a dick about it, I can say she fucked one time in her life. Even though I know it's a small, there's a huge, huge thing that says she did way more than once. I don't know. I'm not calling her a whore or nothing. She just, I mean, come on. Yeah, I'm gonna try that mental fucking mind trick on the audience. Come on, y'all. Come on. Seriously, come on. Alright, I'm rambling. Let's get down to some questions, man. Let's get down to the fucking questions. If anything, you can email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking, justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Come on, y'all want to email. Come on. I mean, seriously. Come on, dog. Come on. Come on. Alright. First, off the back, I have to address this. I made some phone calls. I am a man of my word. Last show, I said I was going to make some phone calls. I was going to make, and we will do a Black History show, and I was able. He listens to the show. I called him out, called him on the phone. He's game for it. Ladies and gentlemen, we got my man, Dave Brown, the most intense, militant black man. You can't, you know what I used to say? I used to say, you can't blackmail this black male. No, nigga, you can't blackmail that black male. You can't out-black him. which is even more fucked up because he's light-skinned. I would think a deep chocolate brother like myself can out-black Dave Brown any day of the week. And I don't understand. He's light-skinned. He's like that dark light-skinned where we don't... Honestly, depending on what part of the country he's in, he can be any race he wants. Realistically, if he doesn't talk, he looks Cuban. He can pass for Cuban. I can see him as a Cuban. Or some type of Spanish. I can see that. I mean, real talk. I mean, granted, he's probably listening to this shit right now, and I may have to answer for this shit next week, but that hasn't stopped me. He can pass for some type of Spanish. I think he can. Like, we know he's black, but he can't pass for white. Alright, let's just cut the shit he can't pass for. He can't pass for white. He can't pass for Chinese. He can pass for, well, obviously he's black. But he can throw in some Latin flavor in there. If he just said nothing, he could be some type of Cuban. If I ran into Dave Brown, I don't know, Texas, like parts of Mississippi, Georgia, or LA, I could realistically think he's Spanish. Just throwing it out there. It don't necessarily have to be true, but, you know, I am more than fucking sure he's gonna disagree with that shit, but, long story short, we got him. Next show, Black History Show, Dave K. Brown in the building. Alright. First question comes from Debbie. Debbie writes, I listened to your Valentine's Day show, Sam. And you had your quote unquote expert on Roy York. What makes him an expert when it comes down to females? Now, Debbie, I don't call people out in my audience a lot. Excuse me, I don't call people out in my audience as much as I should. Mainly because I'm trying to build a fan base. I used to go hard on y'all. Like the first 5-6 episodes, I would go hard on y'all. But when you're going against a member of the show, I gotta put my foot down. I can't let that shit slide. What makes him an expert is simple. I have yet to see this guy sans pussy. I have yet to see this guy without it. And it kills me to say because there's a piece of me. I got some issues I need to work out. And I'm a man and I can admit I got about 3% hater in me. I do. There's a piece of me that wants to see you fuck up. There's a small piece. There's like a 3% piece of me that wants to see my friends fuck up at something. Just once. Not all the time. I don't want to fuck up friends. Yeah! Captain Morgan commercial in the All-Star game. That's what I'm talking about. Anyway. There's a piece of me that wants to see, you know, my guys fuck up at least once. Cause Lord knows they've watched me do it several times. So you need that get back. And every time. Now I've seen them fuck up, you know, in other occasions. But when it comes down to them ladies, man, he usually have a strong fucking setting. Much more than my ass. So does that make him an expert, Debbie? Maybe not to you, but to me that makes him a fucking expert. Cause his track record, look, I'm not complaining. Before I start rocking the marriage ring, I had a pretty impressive showing when it came down to the ladies. The reason it's impressive because half of that shit I shouldn't have got. But that guy, sir, or ma'am, sorry, ma'am, the Roy York has not fucked up one time since I've known him. And as much as I want to see him fall on his face, or as much as I want to see like a crazy broad cut up his tires and throw bricks through his window, or just piss on his car, I would probably trade 4 or 5 episodes to anybody who want to host this fucking podcast. If I could just see it one time, a female just get pissed off, crowbar his car, and take a shit on it. I would love it! But... Sorry, Sometimes you have to indulge that 3% hater. You do. I got it. I'm honest with myself. I know it's there. I am aware of it. I don't want, you know, I want them to come back from that shit. But you better believe if somebody, if some broad, some pissed off female took a shit on his car, I would clown him so hard because it's such a rare occurrence. But since that guy, it doesn't happen, and he has a fucking track record to prove how little that shit happened, and there's a serious choke vibe. He gives me a choke vibe if that shit did happen. He choked the shit out of him. And not one person would convict him. I wouldn't. Some of these females need some choking. As I digress, that makes him an expert. That, and granted, his examples wasn't as vivid as mine last week, but he did kick knowledge. You can't lie about that shit, Debbie. Rewind the tape. Go back to last week. Just because you didn't like what he had to say didn't mean he wasn't kicking knowledge. There's a lot. I got some emails from some people who really, really enjoyed the Roy York and helped him out. Helped them find swagger. The swagger they thought they didn't have. He helped somebody. Like, if he helped, what's the corny fucking saying? If I help one person, it's all worth it. He helped one dude. I guess, man, I ain't throwing his business tree. I don't even know how to read this. If he helped one dude get his swagger back, he did his job, and that makes him an expert. That's all I got, Debbie. See, this is why I don't answer questions from females a lot. Females just want to question the shit. You, nigga, Debbie, I'm inviting you. You get on a fucking mic. You get a podcast. You try to do this shit every week and try not to fuck up somebody's life and live with the shit. You live with it, Debbie. Live with it. Who am I kidding? I have fucked up a lot of people's shit. And that's why we had them on. We have a difference of opinion on because you shouldn't listen to me all the time. There's a level where you're like, you know what? He had it's 30, 40 minutes in his fucking show and he's been drinking cap the entire time. Some of this shit he said we could take with a grain of salt, goddammit. Don't do everything. Yeah, so, Debbie, I hope I answer your question. That's what makes him an expert. Makes him one of the best experts. Next one is from Chris. Chris is a show suggestion. You know what? I should kick myself for even saying, you know, I said give you questions, comments, concerns, suggestions. I can't shit on them because this is a good suggestion. I just don't know how to do it yet. Alright. Chris writes, I have a suggestion for the show if you're thinking about making some new current shows and using fans' opinions. One of the suggestions is, Sam, you make constant Ruby, if I could fucking read today, that'd be great. Let's start over. Sam, you make constant movie references throughout your show. Why won't you just have one show where you specifically talk about movies? I can't shit on Chris. That's not a bad idea. I don't know. You know what, Chris? The only thing stopping me is, I don't know my movie expert out of the crew. I think it's me. And I think, this is just me. This is my form of thinking. I think everyone else's movie choice or movie opinions out of my crew and the people who show up on the show and do shit is complete horseshit. I think I'm the best and that is it. Now, somebody out of the crew who know me want to fucking challenge me. Get on the mic. You get to tell, okay? Cap is talking. Get on mic. Challenge me. Okay, you know what? Don't challenge me. Don't fucking challenge me. I'm being honest. I think there's a little bit of honesty kicked in. Cause the last couple of shows of calling motherfuckers out and they starting to answer, maybe I should shut the fuck up by calling people out. Cause I don't want all y'all motherfuckers on my show. I just realized that. Or at least not all at once. At least not all at once. I want more of a, you know, one-on-one type thing. Two people, you know, we try to stay on topic. When you get so many people on the show, you won't stay on topic. Like, alright, that stops me from staying on topic. You know, it's just me and I jump topics like it's nobody fucking business. So, I'll find one dude, Chris, and we'll shoot the shit about movies. And I guess I'll make that the movie show. Alright, Chris, I hope I was able to help you out. Next question comes from, maybe I should get another girl question. Let me just scan through these. Okay, I want, this is show killer right here. Hold on, wait, here she go. Baby. Come on, touch it. Yeah, touch it. Come on. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, she just gave me the finger and kept walking. So it don't always work, nigga. It don't always work. I tried it. I keep my word to y'all. She pretty much looked at what I was doing and kind of tilted her head just to get the clear meaning of what I was doing. I just gave it a finger and kept walking. That's what you do. Alright. I know I shouldn't judge. I judge all the goddamn time on this podcast. But you should name names. I will give the first name. The first name of this person who, this is such a show ending question. I don't want to read it because like I said earlier, I am tired, but I don't want to shortchange this by not giving an enthusiasm a dumbass question like this. It's not even a dumbass question. A question like this deserves. But I will read it, and I'm just going, you know what? I can't. If I'm not gonna do it right, I'm not gonna do it. I will read another female question, and this question comes from Christina. Christina writes, "What do I do when my partner says ick to something I enjoy?" Oh, she says ick, like I-C-K, or to something I enjoy. So I guess what's happening is whenever her dude or her go out. She said partner though, so maybe there's a little, you know, little girl on girl. Alright, let's just say it's a guy. But if it is a little girl on girl, that may change my answer a little bit. Brown chicka brown, brown brown, boom chicka brown brown. Sorry. Back on target. Alright. What do I do when my partner says ick to something I enjoy? Here's what you do. Find better shit to do. Like, let's say it is a guy. Apparently you boring the shit out of this dude. And this dude is, this is such a lopsided game already. I'm turning the channel in a fucking minute. I just want to see Kobe dunk again. Or at least Kevin Garnett dunk, and I'm turning this shit. But anyway. Well, the reason he says ick to things you do and suggest is because you have dumbass suggestions. Ick is a way of him saying he disagree with the things you are planning and the events you're planning for your date nights or whatever without calling you a fucking dumbass. It's a slippery slope. It's just like he's gonna catch shit for not agreeing with it, but he says that's the least, that's probably the least frightening and least harsh thing he could say to you without saying you're a fucking dumbass. Find out what he wants to do and find a happy medium. And I don't mean I like movies, he likes movies, let's go see the one with Jennifer Aniston. No, that's not finding a happy medium. Learn how to do cool shit. Learn how, you know, is a far cry. I don't, usually I kind of fuck around and say bad shit about my girl, and, you know, granted she didn't touch it, you know, I mean, that would have been cool on the air, you know, she just touched it. But anyway, one of the things she did this weekend, and I never saw this out of her, like, this week, I should say, one of my favorite franchises, I've been waiting 10 years for this fucking game to come out, Marvel vs. Capcom 3. And I have been playing this game non-fucking-stop. I am captivated by this damn game. It's the best goddamn game in the world to me. You could tell... I'm playing Xbox like it's going out of fucking style. Playing online, I'm battling against niggas from Europe and Australia, and I am kicking ass in this game. One cool thing she did, while I left, I had to leave or I was asleep or something, she didn't... Well, she thought I was asleep. I kind of peeked in on her. And she was playing a game. But she wasn't playing the game like, I want to see what this is all about. She was actually trying to play the game and get good in a way where she can compete with me. No, I still whooped her ass. Don't get that twisted. But it was the gesture of, I want to spend time with my guy, so I'm going to jump into this world and I'm going to learn how to play Xbox. If I only learn how to play one fucking game, I'm going to learn how to play this and spend time with my guy. And that was kind of cool. You don't see too many females do that. You know, if the game doesn't have, like, cuddly bunnies or a fake plastic guitar or some shit like that, then they'll play. But, you know, this is totally not her alley. It's fucking Marvel superheroes and Street Fighter characters. And I don't mean playing a game where you press low kick 47 times and now you're a fucking Jedi Master because that's the only move you know. She's actually trying to learn how to do, like, it was cute! She had Ryu and she did the little Hadouken and she did it and she did the, like, look, I can do it! And she still got her ass whooped. No, I mean, I don't give a fuck who you are. If you on the other side of that fucking stick, you gotta pay, nigga. You got to pay! You have to pay to play. How they call it? They call it pass the stick in my house, dog. If you don't win, you pass the goddamn controller. You gonna lose that bitch if you can't hold on to it. So, yeah, I beat the shit out of her. But it's the thought that counts. It's the effort she put in the game to learn how to do different moves. So that was kind of cool. That was kind of cool. And the only thing, you can't really shit on nobody about that. Will she play again? No. Probably not, because I'm a bad winner. I talk shit. I don't know if you notice, he has a podcast where at least an hour a week, he talks shit. What do you think I'm doing in my private life? Talk shit about personal things in which I can name names. So, that's a good example of what happens when your partner says it to something you enjoy. Oh, you enjoy it? Enjoy it by your goddamn self. Don't fucking drag him into that. If you like romantic comedies, if you like fucking chocolate bonbon, whatever the fuck it is you like, that doesn't mean dragging on motherfucking. If your shit was cool, somebody else would come in and want to participate with your ass. That's why he's saying ick, because you're putting this motherfucker on a goddamn cross for not doing some shit he didn't want to do in the fucking first place. You think he wants to fucking macrame? No! He want to watch this shitty game I'm watching. He wants to watch the West show no, excuse me, he wants to watch the East All-Stars of the fucking NBA show no fucking form of defense! Ever! Why is Kevin Garnett playing like a bitch? Sorry. This is why, you know what? I think this is why I'm not as big in basketball as I used to be. This show has been going on almost a year, and we will celebrate that. Episode 52. I'm calling out anybody who wants to be on that fucking show. You can email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. People, friends of the show, if y'all want to be on that show, fucking call or text me. Y'all got my number. Episode 52. 1 year of me doing this shit. But anyway, I've been doing this shit for almost a year, and y'all almost, now my veterans, who've been listening to me since the beginning, knew during the NBA Finals I almost bust a fucking blood vessel. I couldn't take it. And I stopped giving a fuck about basketball. I didn't give a fuck about basketball as a whole. It's just the league sucked now. I thought it was me for a while. No, the league suck. And that's why football will always be king. Football is king, man, because it's 16 games out of a season, unless you go to the playoffs. All of them son bitches count. Like, games like this, they don't count. Like, when you playing fucking 90 games a season, no, they play more than 90. They play, I think an NBA team play more than 90 games. But it's around that. It's around there. It's between 90 and 100. And I'm not even counting preseason. You play 90 fucking games. Around game 47, you're gonna stop giving a fuck. Yeah, let them have this one. You're not gonna play with the same fucking intensity you're gonna have. And that's what I'm seeing right now. I'm just seeing a bunch of people in LA. The only person who's playing worth a damn is Kobe. And it is a piece of me. If you know my podcast and if you listen to me in the past, you know how much it killed me to fucking say that. You really know how much it, and Blake Griffin, I take that back. Blake Griffin doing his thing too. But this is all out of fucking West. Derrick Rose suck. Superman suck. Chris Bosh, he doesn't suck, but, you know, he's on the team with Kobe, so he didn't really get a chance to do shit. Dwayne Wade suck. LeBron suck. Just the entire East as a whole. Tim Duncan. Excuse me, that's not Tim Duncan. Who the fuck is that? It's a Tim Duncan looking motherfucker. Anyway, Amari Stoudemire suck. And I like these guys. They just suck right now. No kind of defense. Alright. I think I'm rambling at this point, and I said, I gave you a fair warning. It may be a fucking short show, and it looks like I'm finna wrap it up. So if anything, I would answer another question, but I just plain don't fucking want to get mad at me. You know what? If you don't like the fact I'm not gonna answer this question, send me an email at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. I'm finna wrap this shit up. I'm finna watch this shitty game. I'm finna just make love to my couch. I'm gonna show some love to the couch tonight. Cause after chasing around some fucking kids, I'm tired. So me and the cap, on the couch, watching a shitty basketball game. You got a problem with that? Email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Sorry, this ain't one of the best ones. If it was, if it wasn't, whatever. We got Dave Brown next week. I'll holler at y'all. Peace.